That's an honourable special on behalf of our mothers. That was beautiful. Wonderful words. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, please. Hebrews chapter 11. I'd like to look at faithful Sarah this morning. Faithful Sarah. And I'd like to stress the fact of the reality, what I call the reality of the faith life. Here in Hebrews chapter 11, in verse number 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, thank you for the lovely item that we've just heard. But it's so honourable towards motherhood, godly motherhood. And Lord, I pray for each Christian mother present here this morning that you might speak to their hearts in a very special way from the life of Sarah this morning. And beyond that, O God, I pray that you might speak to all of our hearts concerning the reality of the faith life. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. As Bible-believing Christians, we know that we are meant to live by faith. The just shall live by faith in Romans 1:17, our yearly theme. The verse goes on to read, from faith to faith. So we're meant to live by faith, we're saved by faith, we're to live out our lives by faith. We know that. But yet we must all admit that we struggle to do so from time to time. That is to live by faith. Sarah was one of those individuals that illustrates this. And the encouragement is, though she struggled initially to believe God, she came through at the end. And I have no doubt in my mind that is the reason why God chooses to place her in this privileged chapter of the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11. Think hypothetically this morning, if you were given the opportunity to be placed in one of the chapters contained within the Bible, and you seriously thought about it, I think you would all, if not most of us, would say, well, Lord, I wouldn't mind being in Hebrews chapter 11. And God saw fit to place this woman's name within this chapter, even though she initially questioned, doubted what God could do. But yet she came through, and therefore she is mentioned here within Hebrews chapter 11 as one of the heroes of the faith, a mother by the name of Sarah. This gives us hope that even though we all might struggle to live by faith from time to time, it gives us the hope that God can still bless. And though we all have times of doubt within our own hearts, yet we, like Sarah of old, can arise above that doubt and believe God. Now it's important that we understand the basis of this mention of Sarah here within Hebrews chapter 11. Because it goes back to a promise that God gave to Sarah's husband, Abraham. And God said to Abraham, I will bless you and I will use you to be a blessing to all people. You will be a blessing to all people via your seed. Go back to Genesis chapter 12, please. Genesis chapter 12. In verse number 2 it reads, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now for this to materialize, Abraham needed a son to pass this blessing on to the next generation and so on. And let's go to Genesis chapter 17. We see once again that God affirms to Abraham that I will bless you and I will make you a blessing to others. In Genesis chapter 17, please. The Bible teaches us at this stage, Abraham is 99 years of age. Sarah is 89. Yet, no children. But here in Genesis chapter 17, verse number 5, it reads, neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, for thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. So God affirms to Abraham, you will be a father of many nations. You will be now called Abraham, beyond father, a father of many nations. And then he went on to say in verse number 6, God said to Abraham, I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Verse 7, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. So God said to Abraham, this commitment that I make to you, Abraham, is an eternal commitment. It's an eternal covenant. And I will establish this promise within your seed. And it's through your line I'm going to bless all people. And then if we were to read verses 10 to 12, God institutes the ritual of circumcision for all males. God gave that ritual amongst the Israelites as a visible picture, illustration of this eternal covenant that God had with Abraham. And within this eternal covenant, we have the promise of a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who offers eternal life to all. So God said to Abraham, Abraham, I will bless you and I will use you to be a blessing to others. And as a token and as a reminder of that fact, From here on, I want you and all males within your people to be circumcised on the eighth day as a reminder that my blessing will be upon you and it will be an eternal blessing, and I will use you to be a blessing to the whole world. And then as we move on in chapter 17, verse 15, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. Verse 16, I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Bearing in mind that Abraham is 99 and Sarah is 89, and God said, I'm going to bless you, Abraham, and I'm going to bless your wife, and she will have a son, and this child that you will have will be a blessing to all people. Verse 17, please, of chapter 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. Now I don't blame him. So don't be awfully critical of Abraham. He was 99. And God said to Abraham, you will have a son. His wife was 89. She will have a son. You will have a child. You and Sarah will have a child, a son. So Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart. He wasn't game to say it out aloud. He just thought it in his heart. Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? I'm pending 100, dear God, may I remind you? And my dear wife Sarah is pending 90 years of age. How can she possibly bear a child? How can she possibly conceive at such an age? So Abraham initially laughed in unbelief, yet God said to Abraham, verse 21 please, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac. God even told Abraham, you will have a son and you will call his name Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee via your seed, Abraham. I'm not referring to another Ishmael child. I'm referring to a child born to your wife of your seed. And then God went on to say, at this set time in the next year. So this time next year, your wife, Sarah, of your seed, will have a child, she will have a son, and you will call his name Isaac. So Abraham just did what he was told, and the ritual of circumcision was initiated within this chapter. And Abraham was circumcised at the age of 99. Oh, that must have been painful. And from then on, the ritual of circumcision was ordained amongst God's people as a reminder concerning the fact that God has not left His peoples destitute, and God will do something very special through the nation of Israel in providing not only the Scriptures but a Messiah, the Saviour, Jesus Christ, that will come through the line of Abraham. But in order for that to take place, Abraham needed a son of his seed. And God said to Abraham, don't worry, it'll happen. Well, let's move on. In chapter 18, please. Are you still with me? All right. Genesis chapter 18, please. Note verses 10 and 11. Genesis chapter 18, verses 10 and 11, the Bible reads. In fact, let's read verse 9 as well. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it. Women have good hearing. They do. They have better ears, better eyes, better sense of smell. They're made better all round. Anyway, that's another sermon. Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. So Sarah overhears this promise once again being affirmed to Abraham. And note then verse 11, now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in years, in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah had no potential whatsoever from a physical point of view to bear children. That's what it basically means. Note verse 12. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself. Now back in chapter 17, Abraham laughed. Now we find Sarah laughed. Sarah laughed within herself, saying, am I, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Why is she laughing? Said God to Abraham. Now why didn't God pick on Abraham? Because Abraham laughed first. Did he not? He wasn't much of an example. So God said to Abraham, why is Sarah laughing? Saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And the answer to that is? One more time, the answer is? No. God is able. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At this time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Poor Sarah felt awfully bad because, note verse 15, then Sarah denied saying, I laughed not, I didn't laugh, it wasn't me. For she was afraid. And he said, that is Abraham. I think it's in referring to Abraham. But thou didst laugh, so they have a bit of a domestic at this point. I didn't laugh. Yes, you did. I didn't laugh. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. So they have a bit of a conflict here. But in the midst of all that, God still affirms the promise to Abraham and to Sarah, you will have a child. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Well, go to chapter 21, please. Genesis chapter 21. Let's read verses 1 to 5. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 to 5. I'll read verse 1. Let's read together verses 2 to 5. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 to 5. Verse 1 reads, "And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken." Let's read together. "For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him." That's fairly clear, isn't it? Isaac is born. Abraham is 100 years of age. Sarah is 90 years of age. God performs the miraculous. God honors his promise that I will use your people, Abraham, to be a blessing to the whole world. And the birth of Isaac via the seed of Abraham is so critically important for those of us that are Bible-believing Christians. Because God, throughout the Old Testament scriptures, promised a Savior, a Messiah. And this Savior was promised in and through the line of Abraham. And therefore Abraham had to have a natural son of his seed to keep that promise alive, so to speak. And it's via the nation of Israel that God has given to us not only the scriptures, but God has given to us a Savior in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ is that promised Messiah, Savior, foretold of within the Old Testament scriptures. And Sarah and Abraham are the starting point of the fulfillment of that promise in a very practical sense. So therefore the birth of Isaac is so critically foundational to our salvation, because it was within this promised son that we have the hope of eternal life. And it was within the promised son, Jesus Christ, ultimately, that we have life everlasting, through the coming and the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So even though Abraham laughed initially, and even though Sarah laughed initially, they pulled themselves together spiritually. And as a result, they cleaved unto the promises of God. And God saw fit within the book of Hebrews, please, once again. Let's go back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. God saw fit to not only give honour to Abraham, but God saw fit to give honour to Sarah. Because even though she initially questioned, and her doubt was expressed in the form of a laugh within her own being, she laughed, because that's impossible. I'm beyond having children. But yet in all this, there is a wonderful encouragement for all of God's people. That we, like Sarah of old, can be guilty of questioning or doubting what God can do. But yet God is God. His word is true. And God said to Abraham, you will have a son. Because I'm going to use you to be a blessing to the whole world. And God performed the miraculous and allowed a 90-year-old woman to conceive by the seed of Abraham and to have a son, a man-child, via which the Savior would eventually come into the world and become the propitiation for our sins. And not for your sins and my sins alone, but the sins of the whole world. Via the line of Abraham. So here in Hebrews chapter 11, I thought about it the other day that God makes no reference to Sarah's doubt, or her laugh, for that matter. But if you were to read just Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 11 on its own, without going back into the book of Genesis, you would just conclude, wow, Sarah, she was a superhero mum. She was a superwoman. And all women are super. I was so impressed I married one. Amen. It's not only natural, it's Bible, and it's common sense. Sarah was just flesh and blood like you and I. Sarah initially doubted. But as God said to Abraham, is anything too hard for me? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Let me ask you this morning, as you travel life, as you are burdened by a particular need in your life, of which you need God to intervene, is anything too hard for God? Talk to me! Is anything too hard for God? God can do what He has promised to do. And Sarah is a wonderful illustration of the fact that all of us from time to time doubt, question what God can do. But let me encourage you, mothers this morning, especially, God can. Yes, He can. God can do it. Christian, let me encourage you this morning, God can. Yes, He can. In hope of eternal life that God has promised before the world began, God is able. God is able to honor His word. If we will just cleave unto His promises, that even though Sarah initially questioned and doubted, she eventually pulled herself together spiritually, and the Bible doesn't teach us how long it took for Sarah to pull herself together, that is spiritually, to just come to a point of where she was convinced that God will honor His word. We're not told. I'm glad God doesn't tell us. Because don't we all vary in that regard? You can doubt momentarily, you can doubt for a season, you can doubt for years, but thank God that God is still God. And God can, and God will. Is anything too hard for Him? Whether it be a provision in your life, whether it be the salvation of a loved one, whether it be the restoration of that which is in need of mending, whether it be something that God has given you a desire for, and if the desire is within your heart,
That desire is of God. God has given you a promise from His Word that I will give you the desires of your heart. My friend, this morning, let me encourage you to be like Sarah of old and just hang on. Hang on. Because she eventually did conceive. And she did have a child at a ripe old age of 90. And note there at the end of verse number 11 of Hebrews 11, it reads, she judged him, that is God, faithful, who had promised. And I'd like to close with these two thoughts concerning moving beyond those moments of doubt that we all have. Concerning the workings of God in our lives. There are two thoughts I'd like to leave with you. And that is that Sarah judged God faithful. I believe a key to strong faith, to persevering faith, is to focus upon God and not on ourselves. See, if Sarah continued to focus upon the fact that she was 90 years of age, she was beyond physically, she no longer had the ability to have children. She's 90. If that remained her focus, then she would have remained faithless. But she came to a point in her life where she judged him faithful. She focused upon all that God is. And my friend, this morning, if we are to have the faith of Sarah of old, who, though she doubted initially, she came to a point of transition in her life because she took her eyes off herself and she focused upon God and all that God is and all that God can do, she had a high opinion of God. And I believe the key to a faith that will move mountains is for you and I to focus upon all that God is. See, we doubt because we so often look at God from our own perspective. Am I right or not? And we doubt. I'm 90. How can I bear children at the age of 90? Doesn't God know that beyond the age of 40 it gets awfully difficult? But I'm 90. Hey, wrong focus. She judged him faithful. And then at the end of verse number 11, that last word, promised. Promised. Sarah chose to focus upon the Lord, and Sarah chose to cleave unto the promise. God promised her, you will have a son. So she cleaved unto that. They're the two keys. She focused upon all that God is, and she cleaved unto the promises of God. And let me encourage you this morning concerning the fact that God is able to perform the miraculous. But maybe we, like Sarah of old, just need to retune a little and focus upon God and hang on to His promises. God doesn't lie. What He promises, He will deliver. The reality of the faith life. Nothing negative is said of Sarah here in Hebrews chapter 11. Even though she doubted initially, and this gives us hope this morning, because we all at times doubt like Sarah of old. And this unbelief can be expressed in different ways, but yet Sarah had a change of heart. And she chose to focus upon all that God is and all that God has promised. God is able to do the miraculous, and God has promised me a son. So therefore I'm going to hang on to that. And she did. And God honored her faith. So I'd like to encourage you this morning, no matter what you might be going through, for those of us that have received Jesus Christ as Savior, let me encourage you, focus upon God, all that He is, and claim His promises. His word is true. And if God has promised you, He will come through. Just be patient. Sarah had to wait 90 years for her first child. Woo! Long wait. But didn't God come through? Yes or no? And God will in His time. And all of God's people said. Let's be upstanding, please. Thank you for listening.